An onion ring fell out of my fries in the shape of an S. What do you think it means?
I don't know, but for a second I thought you were going to say an onion ring fell out of my bra for some reason.
So there I am, barbecue sauce on my titties. Again.
But no, more seriously, I think that it means that your soulmate's name starts with an S. Mm. It's like when you peel an orange or whatever, right?
I guess. Thank you, fortune teller. I feel like I just went to divination class and gotten my dose of fortune telling.
I forget which culture it is that does the orange peel thing. It's like, maybe it's not the orange peel. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Welcome back, listeners, to It's 2 a.m.
Welcome back to Divination with Professor Trelawney.
I'm Chad.
I'm Grace. Oh, we have not introduced ourselves in many episodes.
I know. I like to do it every once in a while. That way we can, like, pretend that we're trying to, you know, be professional.
I don't like saying my own name.
That's fair. It does sound weird.
I don't like it.
It feels foreign sometimes.
I don't like introducing myself. I don't like hearing other people say my name. I just don't like existing, I think.
I don't like being a corporeal, a tangible being.
I don't. I want to exist in the ether.
A true ghost.
That's my goal in life.
To become a ghost?
Yeah. No, to exist in the ether.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun being a greenhouse gas, isn't it?
I love being the ozone layer.
So today's episode is about, you know, just what are the kids up to?
What inspired this topic? Because I'm pretty sure you just randomly texted me and you were like, we should do what are the teens up to? And I was like, that sounds like a nightmare.
Well, I honestly was just like thinking to myself one day, because, you know, I often try and come up with topics for us to do on this show. And I was just like, oh, we should do an episode. Because, I mean, you know, the old people, you know, the senior citizens, I guess.
Yep.
Elders, there we go. That's a good word for them. They, you know, they have their own YouTube channel where they're all like, elders react to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they just react to hip now it. Pop culture things, and I'm like, well, that's fair. And I mean, I feel like we constantly do that on a daily basis because, I mean, we're young enough to be very immersed in that kind of stuff, like just I guess pop culture current events, not like actual current events where it's just like blah 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 Syria.
Yeah.
Anyway,
blah 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 Syria.
I couldn't think of a recent topic. I'm actually, like, very out of date with, like, up-to-date top, you know, the actual news these days.
What if there was an episode where we just talked about Syria?
Or we just read the news.
We just get really political all of a sudden.
I would love that. It would be, like, our sports episode. Very...
Right.
Very unexpected, very out of the blue. Although we've talked about it now, so people... So people know it's coming at some point. It's really funny because every episode, well, I don't know if it's every episode, but you definitely often say, I love how we discuss what we're going to do on the podcast.
I do love that.
I'm going to just have an audio clip down of that, us discussing what we're going to do.
I think you should.
I'll call it the ideas episode. It'll be, like, as long as one of our regular episodes, but the whole thing will just be ideas.
It's like on a TV show when they just do a clip episode.
Yep.
That's just flashbacks to, like, stuff you've definitely already seen.
Hey, look, we have a certain number of episodes we have to do a season. We're out of money. look at the same animation that we already did. This was cool, wasn't it? Look at this cool stuff that we did this season.
Hey guys, remember when this happened?
That's actually all it is a, an artist gallery thing, presentation. They just disguise it as an episode.
It's a slideshow.
Look, this artist did this. So
it's somebody's thesis presentation.
Honestly, I miss... That's, like, one thing I do miss about college, is, like, the thesis presentations at the end of the semester.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we get to that point where we're in, like, you know, where we're more prominent in the entertainment industry and we get to go do those things. Like,
oh yeah,
go to upfronts for TV shows and stuff. That would be fun.
Oh, like pitches and stuff?
Well, not that. Like, when they do, like, the actual... They show, like, a pilot episode or, like, stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to be important enough to be there.
Even if I have to wedding crashers this bitch.
You know we're just going to show up like, yeah, we're going here. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. So, anyway. I was like, let's see what the kids are up to, because I feel like, you know, we've graduated college, so we're constantly worried about the stress of normal adult life. And, yep. You know, we're not as carefree as we were when we were youngins, when we literally had nothing to do, and basically our jobs were like, hey, let's just, like, hang out with people. That was just, like, all we would do.
True.
Or at least all I would do. I would occasionally do schoolwork.
Yeah, no, I can't say I was much of a school person, even as a child.
Even as a wee lass. I knew that the academics, they weren't for me.
Teachers were like, she can read really well and she's really smart, but we can't get her to do homework.
Fair.
Yep.
And I'm like, after living with you, I can agree that's a very accurate statement. You would just always be like, I have to do this. And I'm like, when was it due? You're like, yesterday. I got an extension though. I'm like, how do you keep doing that?
Who was the queen of extensions?
And yet never wore any extensions the entire time we were in college. How dare you?
No.
How dare you be off-brand?
Yeah, see, I feel like it's fitting because the last two episodes we did, like, oh, remember these shows from back in the day, and now we're doing, like, oh, what's now? Like, what's going on now? So.
Yeah, that was an accident.
Shut up, Chad. There was I feel like there's a narrative.
We're all about narratives here.
We're all about that narrative.
No trouble.
So what did you find in your research? Because you are the Ryan of this show, and so I need you to do all the research.
It's me, the Bugara. So really all it was I was looking into things that people have said to me, or not said to me, I've heard said, and okay. I'm just like, what is that? So...
What is that?
Yeah, I mean, there's no disguising it. That's literally what happened. Mostly, it was, you know, I swear, everything I've been watching, so especially, like, the network shows, because, you know, they write those, like, fairly, like, while things are happening throughout the year or whatever, so they'll have some, like, pop culture references.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, damn near every one of them said something about Fortnite. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is Fortnite? I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like, I don't know, Red Dawn or something like that, because, you know, gamers, I'm not very immersed in the gamer community, so I don't know what the hell's going on over there. I just, whenever there's a big game, they talk about it excessively, and then you figure out which one of your friends are gamers.
And then you don't speak to them ever again.
And then that's the end of that friendship. So I just remember they were talking about Fortnite, and I was just like, what the fuck is it? And I guess it's like a PC game or something like that. I think you can download it on most consoles.
Yeah, so like I told you, I was just exposed to Fortnite, and unwillingly, I might add. And
of course.
What it seemed to be was, and they were explaining it to me, and it's like you can either just get on the live stream of it or whatever. I already sound like an old ass lady who doesn't know what she's talking about, but you can like get on the like live version of it and just like play with a bunch of people, and it's like everybody's like a sniper, and you just have, you're on teams, and you just have to like get each other, and you're either like in a field or in like a city or like whatever. But there's, and that is free, but there's also a version where you are a, it's like a story mode.
Okay. So, and that's on that.
So in conclusion, it is a video game.
So, we've learned a lot here today, here on Reading Rainbow.
So, that's the end of that episode, and...
Yeah, the only thing I really know about Fortnite is people were getting upset about, like, the dances and how they ripped off actual real people, and I'm just like, okay. But for the longest time, like, people were talking about that, they're like, we're mad about this, and I'm just like, I don't know what that is. What are you talking about?
The dances?
Yeah, like, apparently when you win in Fortnite, they have, like, the little characters that you play as. They do dances.
Uh-huh.
And people were upset because it was just like, oh, they ripped off... Well, by people, I'll just say, like, you know, minorities who were upset because they were saying they ripped off, like... Black people dancing or doing like celebration dances or whatever, and like we're making a profit off of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. I was like, I don't know. It's a hot topic with that like intellectual property thing. Like, I feel like they've been trying to figure out a way to like police that for a while and still haven't figured out one yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I don't really know enough about it to talk on it. I feel like that that meme of Mac from It's Always Sunny. I don't know enough about that to check you on it.
That's how I feel about most things. I'm like, that doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough
to tell you that you're wrong. I mean, I don't know anything about Fortnite. I don't presume to know. I just wanted to figure out what it was. It's a game. And
it is a video game.
Basically, I feel like game companies have been trying to figure out a way to come up with a version of Halo that isn't Halo. Because people just really liked to do the team battle thing on that. Which I feel like is where Overwatch came from. Which has been described as Halo for the gays.
Yeah, my other friend was playing Overwatch, and he was telling me about it, and I was like, okay, again, sounds like a video game.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is I'm afraid to play games that incorporate, like, teams, because I'm like, teams in general are one thing, but I'm like, teams in a video game, I feel like, are very tough.
Yeah.
Because you're not, like... You have to work with someone who plays a similar game style, basically.
Oh, that's very true.
And I'm like, that's weird.
I just want my old Game Boy back, and that's...
And that's that on that.
That's all I care about, video games. I'm like, I wish I still had my, like, DS.
The good old days.
Remember when you were playing Pokemon and you were like, you were like mad that they were over explaining stuff, and I was like, Chad, this is a game for 12-year-olds.
It's true. I was like really pissed off when I was playing it. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was literally just, there were instances where I was just sitting there pushing A. I'm like, I was not even paying attention to the story. They were talking. They're like, blah, 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 da, 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 da. And they were probably explaining all of the lore and stuff. And I wasn't paying attention. I just got bored with listening to them.
Oh my God.
I really wish someone would have, like, I wish it was like a speech function. Like, it would have been someone like actually saying the shit, then I
Oh
would have been
yeah.
paying attention.
Yeah.
Or at least listening.
Yeah. Well, I think the video games, from what I can tell, have like really caught on to the whole like blending like a TV show or movie style into a game style. You know, like you'll have like, I feel like there's like all of a sudden entire scenes that are like could be out of a movie, but it's like part of your video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They've gotten very cinematic in that regard.
Yes, yeah.
But,
Which is cool.
yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I feel like that's why I really loved, Kingdom Hearts the way that it
Oh,
did.
yeah.
It's because it was very cinematic and it made a lot of. It was just very good. It was very well put together because the parts that, like, I mean, the parts that were Disney were fine, but like what was really the great part that they brought to it was the parts that were like obviously closer towards Final Fantasy. Because Final Fantasy has always been like a really cool universe. But, I never played those games to really get into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like because I didn't, I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I just like can't do video games.
I love the narrative of them, but the only games I really like to play are games like The Sims, where you get to like manipulate things, or fighting games. I really love fighting games.
Gotcha.
I like when fighting games have a narrative, though. Those will be fun, because they're like most of the time they're like usually really stupid. Like, I played all the way through the Dragon Ball Z game when I got it. Like, I absolutely had to for some reason. And then when I did that and I unlocked one of the characters, I was really annoyed because I figured out to do a bunch of the other stuff, I had to pay to unlock the characters. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I miss the old days where you really just had to play the game and beat it with certain characters to unlock a different one.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's perfectly fine. I love that. But it was just like, no, you gotta, you play it all the way through to basically unlock, like, the regular characters. And
Yeah.
then, like, maybe get, and if you do it a certain way, you get, like, the bonus character. But you also just have to pay to unlock most of the additional characters that come with the game. I'm like, all right then. People got smart. When they came out with video games, they figured out a way to like continue revenue after someone's bought the main portion of the game.
Yeah. Well, that's like all of those like free phone games, you know? They're like, you can pay to do this. And I'm like, no.
True. Or like now they have well, kind of like just expansion packs. Like the expansion packs at this point are endless because you can download them. And they don't actually
Right.
have to print the discs and stuff like they used to.
Right, exactly.
So they can continue making more content after the main game's like been released.
Yeah.
In between them probably making a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun to delve into that. I mean, I was really one of the games that I have that I got really into was Bloodborne. Not Bloodborne. That one scared me. Dishonored. Like, where you play this assassin, that was fun. I love doing that. Because I get to just go around and, like, sneak around and kill people. I'm like, this is fun. Being an assassin would be fun.
Would it, though? I feel like I'd be stressed out all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, while I was playing the game, I was super stressed out. But especially when I accidentally created... there's this portion of the game where they were like, oh, you can, like, knock people out or you can kill them. And I would always go with the lethal method. I'm like, let's just kill them. Because that's easier than trying to knock them out.
True.
Because I'm like, I have to do combat buttons. I'm like, no, it's easier for me to just, like, shoot them with a poison dart from a distance. And I got really good at that. But it just got, like, really stressful because I kept leaving bodies. And then they were just like, you've created a high point of chaos. So they were, like, watchtowers and shit, like, extra security. I don't know where they got the money or the people to, like, make this beefed up army or whatever. But they did. And they also, like, built all these watchtowers and shit. And they were looking for me. Just me, specifically. One person who's around, they were just like, keep an eye out for that one guy who's going around here running amok. I'm like,
that's
one...
amazing.
Yeah. In the game, you basically just play as one person who can completely fuck up this whole monarchy.
I mean, what else are video games for?
Living out your fantasies. But anyway, this wasn't an episode about video games, and yet we got down that rabbit hole.
That's, yeah.
It's what the teens like, at least the boys.
I would say a lot of girls play video games, too, though.
Oh, absolutely, but, you know. For some reason, like, girls don't talk about it.
And like, they'll be like, talk about it.
They can be like super into it, but never talk about it. Even if
we're not allowed.
Like, I feel like you and I, like, our friendship is very, like, close. I feel like if you played video games, you would, well, I don't know, you would probably talk to me about it, but, like,
yeah.
There are instances where people are, like, literally friends like us or, like, oh, the girl plays video games. Never talk about it. Just again, like, I go to gaming expos.
The government does not allow us to talk about it.
They send you a cease and desist.
Yeah. They take away our female card.
Revoked. Now you're a man. You'll be getting your complimentary penis in the mail.
Our gender, our our government assigned gender card.
So anyway, yeah. I also figured out that, you know, something that's really, or someone, I feel like, what's weird is, like, the people I watch on YouTube have been talking, yeah, have been talking about this girl, JoJo Siwa, mm-hmm, and I'm like, whomst is that?
The only thing I know about JoJo Siwa is I was in Walmart recently, and you know those, like, post, like, you can, like, go through the posters, and they're, like, they're just these, like, crazy, weird, generic posters, mm-hmm, of, like, the most random stuff, and, like, one of them will be, like, Sonic the Hedgehog, and yeah, then another one is, like, something about working out, and you're just like, okay.
Decorating your teenage boy's room.
Yeah, but one of them was of JoJo Siwa, and I thought she was a gymnast.
I mean, that's a fair assumption. That is a fair assumption, because a lot of the pictures I've seen, she looks like a gymnast. But
she's, like, wearing a tracksuit.
She's Tracksuit Sally. So, interestingly enough, yeah, what I have discovered in my little bit of research that I've done, and by little, I mean very small.
Googling her name, yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Just Googling her name. So her name is Joelle Joni Siwa.
Amazing.
Which is why her name is JoJo.
Great.
What's crazy is she's from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right? Okay, but she's known for appearing on two seasons of Dance Moms, along with her mother, Jocelyn right. Siwa.
Right.
So, I think that's where she got her start. But she's also, she has, like, a show on, I believe she has a show on Disney, not Disney, Nickelodeon. I think she has a show. I'm not 100%, so I haven't read that far into the Wikipedia page. I know she had something going on over there. Maybe it was a made-for-television movie. But apparently she's also a YouTuber.
Right.
And does vlogging, I guess. Oh, yeah, she has daily vlogs.
I told you, all the kiddos, they're all on YouTube. I'm like, YouTube is for Googling how to boil an egg, okay?
Or looking up literally any kind of random stuff.
Yeah, it's like that one clip from that one show.
Exactly.
Need it specifically.
It's for looking up 24 small segments of a movie that you wanted to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what YouTube is for. Or for watching lyric videos.
From 2003.
Exactly.
That have horrible transitions. Like, what's really funny is they still exist out there.
They do. And I love it. I love whoever's making them. And I just want you to know that you're valid.
No, I don't mean, like in that style. I don't think people are still making them in that style. I feel like
Chad.
Are they?
I think so. I think if you looked up lyric videos, you would still find them.
Well, I feel like that's just for the older ones.
Yeah, but, I think it's for, current stuff.
Also current things. Look up any current Rihanna song.
I'm pretty sure people are, still out there making, AMVs and shit, so.
That I believe. That I full-on believe. I want to see new style AMVs just because the animation in music or animes have gotten a lot better. So I'm wondering what they'll look like now.
Let's look up some AMVs.
That's one whole episode. That I feel like that has to be a digital share screen episode.
We definitely should do that.
I'll put it on the YouTube channel. Again, planning things that we're gonna do.
Yeah, but that's also what YouTube is for, is AMVs. And end of list.
End of list.
Not for, teens to get on and be like, so today I...
That's their thing. And the funny thing is I actually watched one of them, I guess, who was one of the younger ones. His name is Antonio Garza. He's, I wouldn't say a beauty guru, per se, because I don't think he does, beauty guru thingies. But he's well known for having very good makeup. And
what does he talk about?
He just talks about his life. He just gets on there and he talks about his life. Before he was in school, and he was just I'm failing all my classes, life is terrible, but look at me, I look good. You know, I love that. That's a brand on YouTube. There's another.
That's so relatable. I love that.
They're my life's a disaster, but I look good doing it. Confessional on YouTube. Which is totally a brand. It's hard to break it. Honestly, I don't know how people get really into YouTube. Into that whole thing. Because, we have a section of this where, me and someone that I know, we do. River Hell.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah, we do River Hell, and we do that, but other than that, I'm just I feel like it's one whole thing to be totally invested in that, because YouTube is on top of it being a content creation website, mm-hmm. is its own social media site in and of itself. People go in the comments and talk and stuff like that, and I'm just wow. I'm not going to do that, though. That's going to be enough for me, dog.
Yeah, YouTube comments are, literally the pits of hell, though.
It's true. But there are people who have,
the 12th layer of hell, so.
There are people who have, full-on conversations in there, though.
Yeah, not good ones.
I can guarantee that. Well, anyway.
The greatest minds of our time are on the YouTube comments, Chad. You think that's where they are?
I honestly really hope that they are, because I think that would be so funny.
They like discover a cure for cancer in the YouTube comments.
Even better, it's like our next president. Like, let's say like 2032. We're just like casually doing our thing and they're just like, and they pull up a scandal. They're just like, do you remember saying this in your YouTube comments? Is this you? 6969 boobs 27.
Oh, you know that's gonna happen.
I would love that. We have a bright future ahead of us of just full on laughing.
Ugh, I love this. Well, I'm definitely voting for 6969 boobs 27. So, can we make a poster?
I'm gonna get T-shirts made. They're like vote 6969 boobs 27.
2032.
Yeah, they're gonna be in. It's gonna be a very confusing T-shirt. This is a lot of numbers. You're like, what?
And then just boobs with a Z. Oh god.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I can't wait to have these political campaign shirts printed up.
So, JoJo Siwa.
Yes,
so
she's famous from Dance Moms. She's a YouTuber. She, I think, had something going on with Disney Channel. Or not Disney Channel. Why do I keep saying Disney Channel? Nickelodeon. Oh, God.
She may have been affiliated with Nickelodeon.
Yep. She has a web series going on right now.
Well, good for her. She's doing the most at, like, what is she, 11?
She's 15.
All right, well,
it's the same age. You're 15. She's going to be 16 in May. Wow.
Oh, oh my gosh, she a Gemini?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing.
Okay, she's really famous for these, her iconic 70s, her iconic, hair bow collection, I guess, but she also has a side ponytail thing going on.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was the thing you told me about her. You were like, yeah, she's famous for having a lot of bows, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's her side ponytail thing. She's very wholesome and, like, you know, she's like Meghan Trainor, but an appropriate age for the actual market that she's going into.
Unnecessary dig on Meghan Trainor.
I just gotta put her in her place.
There's a Meghan Trainor song that plays at work that I was like, oh, this is really catchy. Who's this? And it was Meghan fucking Trainor.
Wait, which one? Which song?
Let me find it.
Let me figure this out real quick. Hold. But do you know that she's, like, engaged to Junie from Spy Kids?
Yes. Yeah. I did see that.
I don't know how to feel about that. I feel like I know that Junie had to be out there fucking, like, somewhere in the universe, but
I like that that's what you're getting out of that.
I never wanted to think about it, but also, because on Tumblr, they had those pictures, and they were just like, oh, Meghan Trainor and her boyfriend literally coming out of a sex shop, like, with stuff that they bought, and I was just like,
See, I don't like that.
I didn't want to think about them, like, dating, but now I also have to think about them fucking. But not only them fucking, but Junie is out there fucking in the world.
It's called All the Ways.
I don't even know that song. I don't think.
Wait. Can you hear that?
Yeah, is that... is that the song?
Yeah. This plays at my work.
Wow. Does your work also play Bubbly by Kali Cole?
I wish. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, that All song!
Right. Yeah,
I didn't realize that was Meghan Trainor.
Yes, the chorus is so, like...
Yeah, I heard that a lot during Christmas time. Now, Target, this season, get your Christmas gifts here.
You too can get JoJo Siwa's bow collection.
I love it.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't I don't know what her merchandising could be.
What, JoJo Siwa?
Yeah. But apparently she has a web show. It's called the JoJo and Bao Bao Show.
Who is Bao Bao?
I don't know, but I'm mad that she called it, like, there's two shows. Like, it says show. Like, I'm very upset about that.
Please tell me Bao Bao is her dog.
She's doing a reboot of Dog with a Blog on her vlog.
Oh my god. Dog with a Vlog.
This is you watching a dog at a computer. That's it. That's the whole show.
Amazing.
I always, like, I hated Dog with a Blog without actually watching it, just because I hated the fact that it was called Dog with a Blog. Like, I was so mad about that.
My mom used to watch that show, and I would be like, why do you like it? She'd be like, the dog talks! Oh, I was just like, okay.
But anyway, so JoJo Siwa, as I'm gonna start calling her, she is another one of those kids who makes music. So she has this song called Bop. What's funny is the little video that plays on Spotify with it.
Oh my god.
Like,
now that's a Target commercial. If I ever saw one.
Hey, oh, it still plays if you pause the music. So this is the best part.
Oh my god.
I know. All right, Spotify, come through.
It's so funny that you were like, oh yeah, she was on Dance Moms. But like, looking at that video, I'm like, she can't dance.
She can't dance. I know you can. Well, you know, I'm honestly just wondering what, like, her future has in store for her, because it's like, I feel like she really has to milk this cash cow now and get all those coins that she can, because I'm like, this feels like a very finite moment in history for her.
Drugs are in her future. That's my guess.
A wine collection at Target. She just stays with Target. She actually signs like a million-year contract with Target.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hey, Target invented Meghan Trainor.
Why are we digging on Meghan Trainor?
I have nothing to say to that. Other than the fact that we got you. We got you, Target.
We got you, Target, and Meghan Trainor.
Much like those people who figured out that Avril Lavigne was a reptile / robot.
Right.
/ clone. I don't know what she is exactly.
Yeah. Clone, robot, lizard.
Speaking of shit I used to listen to when I was, like, that age. I actually listened to Avril Lavigne's most recent album.
Mm-hmm.
The other day. Well, like, I guess, like, 2 weeks ago, almost. Mm-hmm. And, well, that was an experience. And it was an experience I would not like to really revisit.
Good lord.
It wasn't fun. I did not have a good time. It really made me want to go back and listen to her first album, like, a lot. I'm just like, oh, past Avril.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that album had a lot of, like, acoustic guitar in it. And I'm just like, girl, this is just not the move. But whatever.
Oh, is she, like, going through something?
I guess. I don't even know what, like, the songs were about. I guess they were about Chad Kroeger from fucking Nickelback, because they're together now.
Yeah, well, it's Canada, so.
Canadians just do that. They just be like that.
That's just what happens in Canada.
But yeah, I decided to look up just, like, what things are on in, you know, on Nickelodeon and Disney and all that shit, because I'm like, the kids have to watch stuff. So, what they up to?
Well, the last thing I was aware of that was on one of, I don't know if it was Disney or Nickelodeon, but it was, like, Nikki, Ricky, Bobby, Tiki and Don, or something. Billy Sue, and your dog Joe, and that one.
Yes, I believe it was Ricky, Tiki, Dicky, and Don.
Tiki.
I'm very certain it was.
You can't call a kid Dicky.
Well, that's what the bitch name was.
Nikki, Sicky.
Hold on, I'm looking for it.
Rin-tin-tin.
Rat-a-tat-tat. It was Nikki, Ricky, Dicky, and Don, my bad. It just it just ended August of last year. We just missed that window. So kids were really into it. It was on for about 4 years.
Well, rip to all of those. Were they quintuplets? What was the deal there?
I don't know. I think they were, but I think it was just like four kids in a house. And I'm like, if it was, that's...
I think they were quintuplets.
Oh, they're quadruplets.
Yeah, quadruplets. Quintuplets.
I'm, like, really annoyed that one of them was named Don.
Like, I'm annoyed one of them was named Dickie. No one thought that through.
Yeah, there was four seasons. Grace, we could watch this. It's a half hour. Do you want to watch all 82 episodes of Ricky, Dickie? Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Don.
I really don't.
I was really about to name him the wrong name again by accident.
I really don't want to watch that.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely certain?
You know what I want to watch is Descendants.
Hey, we're going to get around to that.
And they took it down. But apparently it's going to be a trilogy.
Yes. Hopefully I can find all three. Like, because, you know, He Who Should Not Be Named found a DVD of the second one on Black Friday and bought it. I'm like, I don't know why he bought that when he doesn't have the first one. I'm like, that's stupid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, he snapped me.
But I was like, yeah, it's supposed to be a trilogy. And I'm like, at some point, they'll probably release all three of them together, to which I will buy it.
Chad's going to be first in line at Best Buy.
Well, not first in line, but I'll definitely be someone who is standing in line buying it.
For the box.
I'm gonna go to Target. I'm gonna go to my local Target. And I'm gonna walk up to the thing. I'm gonna pick it out. I'm gonna go to self-checkout so I don't have to talk to anybody or just feel, like, remorse.
If I was a cashier and, like, I didn't know you and I saw what you look like, and then I saw that you were buying the box set of the Descendants trilogy, I would be like, what is going on here?
I'm crazy. I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. So, Nickelodeon actually has quite a few live-action shows. Like, as far as animated shows, they seem to only have four.
Mm-hmm.
Which are SpongeBob, The Loud House, The Adventures of Kid Danger, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I feel like they come out with a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing every year. Like, they just keep rebooting it because they don't know what to do.
Okay, but that was, like, only good in the 90s, and everyone knows that.
That is fact. So there's about six live-action shows that they have right now, which is Henry Danger, Game Shakers, Hunter Street, I Am Frankie, Night Squad, and Cousins for Life. I don't know why someone felt the need to reiterate that it was for life.
It sounds like you just made all those up. None of those sound like a real show.
And JoJo Siwa's Magic Rainbow Unicorn Hour. Which one of those do you think is fake?
JoJo and Bobo the dog dance around for an hour.
Yeah, I'm, like, very curious about this Henry Danger show, because that one's been around for five seasons. That one's in its fifth season, apparently.
I just want to know how SpongeBob is still airing.
It's been on for... It says it's in its 12th season. Which, like, doesn't sound right, because it's been on for 20 years.
I think it went away for a while.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is, like, I thought it was over because it went away for a while, but it's just like, no, we just went away for a little bit to get ourselves together.
We needed to give Tom Kenny an 8-year vacation.
So I decided to look up Henry Danger because I'm most interested in why this show has 5 seasons. 5 seasons and 95 episodes. Jesus Christ. There are 30 episodes in this current season, which is season 5. I mean, that's, like, I guess for kid shows, that's not, like, a lot, per se, because I feel like you have to produce at a high volume, but...
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, kids programming is the only programming left that has, like, long seasons of anything.
That is true. Well, other than, like...
All other programming is, like, 4 episodes per season.
We've all gotten to that British method. I was gonna say, soap operas. They're the only other ones.
That's also true. So it's kids and old people. Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
They need long seasons.
They're the only ones watching TV, apparently.
Consistently, yes.
The rest of us are like, oh, my computer.
We're too busy with our lives and looking at how to boil an egg on YouTube.
Don't laugh, I've done it.
Why?
Because I'm useless.
Okay, so the premise of this show is Henry Hart is a 13-year-old boy who lives in the town of Swellview. Swellview? What the fuck? Swellview. Okay, he lands a part-time job
next to Riverdale.
I hope so. That would be quite a juxtaposition. Murder and then whatever's going on in this town. So he lands a part-time job as Kid Danger, a sidekick of Captain Man, who's a well-known superhero in Swellview. His name is Captain Man. Why?
Again, it still just sounds like you're making this.
On the fly. This is my pitch meeting where I'm just coming up with stuff on the fly. I'm just looking around the room.
Captain, sees self in the mirror. Man.
sees a swell water container on the table. Swellview. Swellview we're having. So, Captain Man tells Henry not to tell anybody about his job, so he attempts to keep it a secret from his best friends Charlotte and Jasper, his younger sister Piper, and his parents. Henry goes to a shop called Junk and Stuff, which has a secret lair called the Man Cave, hidden underneath where Captain Man does his work.
It's amazing.
Captain Man says he will not be around for long and needs help. Soon enough, he will need someone to take his place when he is gone.
They're just, like, explaining death to children.
It's very morbid. It's just like, I need to teach you these things before I die.
Well, that sounds gay.
Do you mean, like, homoerotic and predatory, or just, like, gay in general?
I meant gay in general. I did not mean predatory.
Okay.
No, just when, like, the man cave. And just, like, Captain Man sounds like a drag name, so...
It sounds like a drag king name.
That's gonna be my drag name. Captain Man, and I'm just gonna put on a boat captain's hat and, like, not change anything else about my appearance.
No, you have to put on a captain's hat, an eye patch, and, like, a really thick beard. We'll get you a really nice one, like a lace front beard.
I'm literally a lace front beard. I'm literally going to be Dee in that episode. She's dressed as a boat captain.
And then your transformation into Dee will become complete. All you have to do now is start teaching somewhere.
Oh, God.
You know what's coming. Honey, you got a storm coming.
You got a storm coming.
But yeah, that's apparently what Henry Danger is, and it's been on for 5 seasons. Wow, people love it.
We should watch We should watch the pilot.
Oh, goodness.
We should.
I mean, okay. If you say so.
It sounds interesting just because it's a live action show versus like, like it's a live action show about superheroes rather than a animated show.
Yeah. I was also curious about Game Shakers, so I looked that up. I guess it apparently takes place in New York or something because like, game is spelled with the letters from like the metro system, like the MTA. Oh yeah, they live in Brooklyn. They live in Brooklyn, New York.
Are they black?
Two of the characters appear to be, and then one of them is white for sure because he's a blonde.
Okay.
But one of the girls look like they may be ethnic.
Vaguely
ethnic. Vaguely ethnic children.
What is that about? Do they dance?
Do they dance? This it does like kind of sound like it.
Like everyone on a kids show is like they either sing or dance.
That's true. It's because that's what you got to do to get the attention as a kid, I guess. Well, that used to be when we were kids. Now I feel like now they're like, you have to go on YouTube and show your personality.
Find out if your personality is.
Or actually, not even YouTube anymore. You go on Instagram. Like, Instagram's the new it thing.
Instagram? Give me a break.
Well, what's really funny is, like, you know, the younger kittens are all like, oh, we don't use Facebook, that's for old people, and I'm just, they're like, we use Instagram, and I'm like, yeah, but Instagram's owned by Facebook, so you're still getting fucked by Zuckerberg.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're still getting fucked by the Zuck.
I never want to hear that sentence again. Just tell me what Game Shakers is about.
You're watching Disney Channel where you're being fucked by the Zuck.
Hi, I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Soon.
Oh, man.
If that were a possibility, that would be really funny. I feel like Disney would buy Facebook first.
Do they still do that, where it's like, I'm blah blah, and you're watching the Disney Channel.
I don't know. That's a good question. I never watch Disney Channel these days, so.
I hope they still do that.
I mean, they're moving Star Versus back onto, like, the regular Disney Channel. So, you know, because it was on XD for, like, two or three seasons.
I still don't understand what Disney XD is.
I don't either. It's, like, they're teen animated. I feel like it's animated but geared towards an older audience.
Yeah, but there were definitely non-animated shows on there.
Are there still, or there used to be?
I don't know. There was, like, one about these guys who were skaters. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. So, Game Shakers is... It says it revolves around two seventh graders, Babe and Kinsey.
Sure, their name.
So they're living in Brooklyn, New York, and they've created a video game app called Sky Whale for their school science project. When the game proves to be wildly successful, they form a gaming company called Game Shakers and hired their friend Hudson, who's obviously the white one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who else? They later partner with rapper Double G, who becomes their investor as part of a compromise for their illegal use of his song, Drop Dead What, in their game. And then Double G's son, Triple G,
no,
becomes a video game consultant for the company, making him the fourth Game Shaker. There are four Game Shakers.
I'm crying. I can't handle that. Who dat what?
Can you imagine just being in charge of listening to, like, kid show pitches?
Oh my god. I love that this just devolved into you reading me the descriptions of these shows.
Just from Wikipedia. I mean, they're pretty funny, especially when you just get the premise.
They're hilarious, because I've never heard of any of them.
Me either. I have not heard of none of them. None.
So what are the ones from Disney?
Honestly, I don't know, like, as far as shows, they have several that premiered this year. They have, like, three that have premiered this year. Milo Murphy's Law. Sydney to the Max.
Is that about a kid lawyer? 'Cause
I don't know. And then there's one called Fast Lane.
What?
There's one called Fast Lane.
Is that about a kid race car driver?
I don't know.
I think to me the best, like the funniest kids show concepts are just about kids doing adult jobs.
I'm a kid and I'm a chef. And you're like, oh, that's hilarious.
Like, Doogie Howser, like, that's the funniest show on earth. Because he's a kid.
Oh, so Milo Murphy's Law is, it's from the creators of Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
So it's, like, in that same animation style.
Oh, gotcha.
But it looks like it's in its second season. Oh my god, Weird Al Yankovic voices the main character.
Amazing.
What a great life we're living. We've done it, gays! We've done it!
How is that one on the gays?
I don't know. So, it looks like the show premiered, like, a while back. Like, back in 2016. So, it's been on for a while.
Okay.
And the second season is just, you know, gearing back up. Because you know how that works.
Yeah.
But, let's see. Fast Lane looks like it's about a... It's a mini-series, looks like. It says 5 episodes. That's interesting. Wait, is this a live-action show? Or is this a, like... No, this is a comedy television mini-series. Okay. Whatever you say. So, it's about Lane Reed, and she's... Lane Reed is a brilliant girl whose parents, Cheryl and Rob, are away, so her aunt came to her house to watch out over her. Sorry. While working in a school campaign against her rival, Jasper Marr. Her name is Jasper Marr. Okay. She and her friend, Zora Morris. Okay, these are names. Later stumble upon an intelligent cat named Vin. V-I-N.
Yep.
Who is persuaded by the people led by Quan and Riggins. Okay.
What does any of this mean?
When Lane gets her DNA sequenced with Vin, she becomes the car's operator. Okay, it's about a car. Oh,
you
sorry.
Said cat.
My bad. It was car. I was like, all right, if I read cat by accident, that would have been really funny because I'm like, dude, that's just like any magical girl show.
I was thinking of Animorphs for a second.
Why haven't they done a reboot of Animorphs on like Netflix or something?
I should absolutely do a reboot of Animorphs.
I don't want it to be on some place like the CW, but at the same time I feel like it's very on brand for CW.
That's true.
That's the saddest part.
Yeah, I could see that. Because it would be like, feel like a really, really dark version. Like, Animorphs is already dark.
Hey, I can't wait to see what they do with Nancy Drew. They said they're doing a Nancy Drew series.
Okay, when though?
Probably next season. Like, next fall.
Is it?
Because like, they're doing a Riverdale spinoff called Katie Keene.
I don't know what that is. Like, I'm excited for a Nancy Drew show, but at the same time, I, like, don't want them to ruin Nancy Drew for me.
I mean, that's fair.
Because, like, I have no emotional attachment to, like, the Archie Comics characters, so Riverdale is, like, very fun.
Yeah.
But, like, Nancy Drew was, like, a very formative character for me. So I'm like, please... Please.
I mean, fair. That's fair.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm sure it'll
I feel like she's more more iconic and inspirational than Archie. Archie never really did anything.
Archie as a main character, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, but I feel like the comics were just, like, about their lives.
Yeah, they were just, like, funny.
They're like, we're doing stuff and things.
Literally, Archie's whole character arc was that he couldn't choose between Betty and Veronica.
And then they chose for him. No, I'm kidding. No, he broke up with Veronica and then just broke her heart. And now a lot of random things are happening. Betty and Jughead are still going strong.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah. I mean, they both love drama.
But pretend not to. They're that couple.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I just want, like, a drama-free day. Goes looking for drama.
Oh, God.
I want them to do an episode where they, like, go on vacation or something to get away from it all, but still seek out drama wherever they go. Like, Betty has to, like, help one of the housemaids do something. They're like, I heard you talking on the phone. Do you need help getting your child out of social services? And I'm like, Betty, no!
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but as far as, like, movies, like, DCOMs, Disney doesn't really produce those anymore. Like, not a lot of them. They had one this year, which was the Kim Possible one.
Oh, right. Wasn't it the live action?
Yes.
And Let's watch that.
I guess we can. Like, honestly, we should, just because I want to see how bad it goes.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Maybe we can do it in a reprise. Well, we can do a crossover episode where, like, me, you, and Catherine watch some of these and we'll talk about them.
Another, it's 3 a.m. No, what do we call it? It's 2:30 a.m.
Sure. Yes.
That's what we call it when when it's the three of us, because it's in between 2 and 3.
It is true. You've got me with your logic of numbers.
That is how time works.
So, yeah, I mean, the only one they did this year was Kim Possible, and then last year they did Freaky Friday and this movie called Zombies, which is apparently good enough that they're doing a sequel.
Oh, yes, I have heard of Zombies. Let's definitely watch Zombies.
Yeah, it's a musical.
It was a musical, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, you know what I'm really just realizing? Is that the two main characters. So, the girl in this movie, she's on American Housewife on ABC, which is owned by Disney.
Yes.
So, I'm like, oh, that bitch crossed over because of that. But her counterpart in the movie, who I guess is the zombie.
Yep.
He was also on the show this season as another character. And I'm just like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So.
They just, like, borrowed him.
Okay. Apparently I'm looking at the plot for this movie, and, like, it says that the town of Seabrook, they had an accident at a power plant resulting in an explosion which caused half of the population to turn into brain-eating zombies.
Yep.
So literally half the town is zombies.
Yep.
Wow. Riverdale should take some notes. Riverdale's going to really have to step up their game next season if they want to top something like Zombies.
Yeah. No, we should definitely watch that, and we should watch
the Kim Possible movie.
The Kim Possible, yeah. And then we'll all watch an episode of Ricky, Dicky, Dobby, and
yeah, we'll do that. That seems like a good compromise. That way we're not doing all Disney. We can watch, like, one or two episodes of some other shows on... Let's watch an episode of, Ricky, Nicky, Nikki, Ricky,
Tiki,
Dicky.
Tiki, Tiki, Tom.
And Don.
And Don.
I was going to say, we should watch an episode of Game Shakers. I'm still really thrown that the kid's name is Triple G.
Triple G. What was the song? Who dat?
Drop dat what?
Drop dat what?
That's what it said. It's called Drop Dat What?
That reminds me of the joke on 30 Rock where Tracy's wife has a...
yeah, she said my single is dropping.
My single is dropping, yeah.
I love that.
My single is dropping. Is dropping.
classic. So, I mean, I feel like we've got a good sense now of kind of what the kids are up to.
I feel like I have no sense at all.
Which is fair, because I also do. I'm just saying that I do to seem cool. I'm trying to stay hip, ahead of the curve.
I feel no connection to any of this.
I genuinely don't know what the fuck was happening. Like, a lot of what I was reading, I'm like, I don't understand this. I feel like that would be me as a parent. They're like, oh, I want to watch this. I'm like, I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. Leaves the room.
I don't understand this. Leaves the room. They turn on Game of Thrones. Ooh, titty.
I feel, oh God, I feel like I'm starting to understand why, like, when you went to certain people's houses, like, there was, like, a parent's room TV, and then there was, like, a kid's room TV.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was, like, a living room, and then there was a den, and, like, you went with your friend into the den. Like, I feel like I'm starting to understand that, because I'm like, I wouldn't want to watch any of these shows if I had a kid.
Me either. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Even reading that was painful. But, you know, that's what the kids are up to, what the kids are into. What the kids are up to, what the kids are into. We've got our fingers on the pulse of America.
We could not have our fingers farther from the pulse of America.
I guess if we really wanted to be in the know, we should have gone on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, I guess we should have gotten hip with those YouTubers.
How to boil an egg, part two.
Shut up.
Trapped in the closet. Trapped in the egg broiler. No.
You can't make those jokes anymore.
Yeah, I can say trapped in the egg broiler.
Trapped in the egg broiler. Can you broil an egg?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I haven't watched enough Food Network to tell you otherwise.
You can broil a steak.
Hey, I just know how to chop people. That's it.
Uh-huh. You know how to be Ted Allen.
I know how to critique food and tell you it's shit.
Too many onions.
Sorry, there's too many onions in this. It's like, there's really no... Nope. Actually, me on there would be, there's really no flavor to this, really. Me just shoving food around the plane. To look disinterested, and then when they stop looking, I just eat it.
Amazing. You're just eating off camera.
I mean, I'm convinced that's exactly what they're doing. There's no way they're throwing that whole plate away. They eat that whole plate. I know they do.
I think about that all the time when I watch, like, especially when I watch these, like, baking shows and stuff. They make whole ass cakes and, like, 70 cupcakes. I'm like, who is eating that? Please tell me someone's eating that.
I think they give it to the crew.
I hope so.
And then I also hope that they're like, oh, we actually go around... Yeah, we go around LA and just give it to homeless people. No, like, they probably take it to, like, maybe a shelter. I would take it to a shelter. That seems like a very good thing to do. But, you know, these days people are really concerned about liability, so that's why they don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're like, oh, if they get sick, they'll be like, oh, well, we got this food from Food Network. It's like, well... I'm gonna throw it in the trash. That way you can't tell me That's what happened.
You can't sue me. Oh, wow, we really went off on some tangents.
That is true.
On this one.
You know, off topic, but always on brand. Am I right, ladies? So, next time, we should do something fun. I feel
You're the worst.
I can't. I haven't watched any of this season yet.
I haven't either.
Oh, and good.
We still have to coordinate with Aya's schedule.
That's true. So. She keeps calling me. I'm dodging her like a bill collector right now.
Oh. She emailed me.
I keep telling her. I'm like, oh my god, I'll call you back.
She sent me a really nice handwritten letter.
I thought you said she emailed.
She did both.
I'm like, are you
in my relationship with Aya?
Are you a liar, Grace? Are you a liar?
She did both. No, next time I think we should talk about The Order.
Well, I have to finish watching it.
Yeah, I know. Get on that. It doesn't take too long. Actually, that's a lie. All the episodes were really long.
Well, I guess I will be doing that so that I can get in the know.
It was, I just want to talk about it. So that I can get out of the way and then I don't have to think about it.
Ever again? You can push it out of your mind. Well, I only watched the first episode and I already feel like I have some thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, I am Jasmine Masters and I have something to say. Get better writers. Do that challenge. So anyway. As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Bye.